Today's daf is daf Yud Dal. So we got to the very top of Yud Dal, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Kol HaKadshim Shekidim Mum Kavua LaHakdeshim. So let's say a person wants to be Makdish an animal, but there already was a Mum Kavua prior. So Kol HaKadshim Shekidim Mum Kavua LaHakdeshim, that the Mum Kavua was prior to be Makdish the animal. So we know you can't bring a Baal Mum as a carbon. So what happens when I'm trying to Makdish such an animal anyways, even though it's not going to be a carbon? The law is v'niftu, you have to redeem it. There's only Kedushas Damim, so you redeem the Kedushas Damim on it, and then the animal becomes just a regular animal, regular chulun animal. It's chayavim b'bechor, if it gives birth to a firstborn, it's a regular bechor. Umatanos, it's a regular chulun animal, well, you give the zorah l'chayim v'keva to the kohen. V'yotzin l'chulun ligazes, you could do the shearing. V'li aved, you could work the animal in the field. And the vladon, v'chelban mutter, any vlad is a regular vlad, any of the offspring. V'chelban, the milk is permitted. Mutter l'achar pidyon, after you've done the pidyon, because it has only Kedushas Damim, but you have to first remove the Kedushas Damim, everything goes back to normal. V'ashochten b'chutz pater, if one does shechtze outside the base of Mekdishas pater, because we know there's only an isser of shchutei chutz on kadshim, this is not a kadshim animal. And v'einosim temura, temura doesn't work either on this. We're going to see why that is in a second, why temura doesn't work on such an animal after you've done the pidyon. And v'imesu, if the animal dies, yiftu, and the animal dies, let's say you're makdish the bamum. So you have a cow that's missing a leg, and you're makdish it. So you want to be poed to the animal, but then the animal, the cow, drops dead, you're allowed to be makdish it even after it dies. We're going to learn halacha. When it comes to an animal that's kedushas guf, and you want to be poed to it, the animal has to be alive to redeem. If it dies, you have to just bury it. But if it's this type of case where it's a bamum, that you're makdish with only kedushas damim, since it's a bamum, so then you could even poed that even after it already died. So then the Mishnah says, many halachas here. This is all true, all the halachas of if the mum was beforehand, the hekdesh is not really chal on it, you just redeem it, everything goes back to normal. But the exception is, chutz min abachor v'maiser. These two are exceptions. Rashi explains, chutz min abachor v'maiser, shafilu b'muman chala alein kedusha chamura. Even though the mum came before and the animal gave birth to a firstborn animal that was missing a leg, let's say, so then that's still a kedusha. Even though normally you can't be makdish ba mum, when it comes to a bechor, it can. Why? Because the bechor rechem mikadsho. We have no choice. When the animal is born, that by definition becomes a bechor, even if it's a baal mum. And Meiser Ksiv, the Rashi points out, it says by Meiser Behemoth, if you're, let's say, taking all the flock into your pen, and you're counting, and they come out of the fence, one, two, and the tenth one is a Baal Mum, that animal is a Meiser Behemoth. Why? So Rashi explains, by Meiser Ksiv, lo yivakir bein tov l'ra. We should not distinguish between a good or bad animal, mashma, bein tam, bein Baal Mum kadosh. Tov is Tam and Ra is Baal Mum. So we see these are the two exceptions that even though there's a Baal Mum, the Kedusha is there, Bein B'Bechor, Bein B'Maiser Behema. Now, of course, you can't bring a Baal Mum as a carbon, but the halachas of giving it to the Kohen and eating the Maiser Behema in the proper way, those still do apply. Okay, the Mishnah now continues. The second half of the Mishnah reads as follows. V'chol shekadam hekdeshan es mumum. If the hekdesh was prior to the mum, meaning I was makdish a tam animal, a cow that was fully intact, and then the mum ba mum came, mum kavua came after the hekdesh, or o mum over lekdeshin, or perhaps the mum over was first. There are two types of mumum, two general types of mumum. There's a mum kavua, which is a mum that's not going to get fixed. It's there forever. That's called a mum kavua. And there's a mum over, which is a temporary mum, which is there, which is going to come and go. Example, maybe it's some type of cataract. Cataract is a type of mum, so that might be a mum over. It could get fixed and cleaned and stuff like that. So the a big chunk of the Masechta talks of what's called a mum, a different mum. Several daf are dedicated to discussing this. So let's say there's a mum over that was on the animal, and I was makdish it afterwards. So these two scenarios, they actually will be kedushas guf. Again, either I was makdish a tam animal and the mum came afterwards, or there's a mum over initially, which is a temporary mum. I was makdish it even though there's a mum over. These are two scenarios where there will be intrinsic kedusha to the animal. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah explains. Le'achar hekdeshin mumam o mum over, lekdeshin. Le'achar mikan nolehen mum kavua. And then after being makdish an animal with mum over, then it got a mum kavua. So these cases, v'niftu, you have to redeem it. And even though you've redeemed it, and now the animal is a chulin, it's not really a chulin. It still has some remnants of the kedusha, which means pturim min habachora. We know if an animal that's an animal that's kedusha is a guf, that gives birth to a bechor, the animal's not a bechor. So here as well, even after you've redeemed the animal, since it has real intrinsic kedusha to it, it's pater from the bechora. And it's also pater min matanos. You don't have to give, you only give matanos from a chulin animal. You don't give it matanos from a kajim animal. So in this case, even though you've redeemed it, it still has the kedusha lingering on it. It's pater from matanos as well. And v'ein yotzin l'chulin l'gazej l'aved. Even after you redeem the animal, you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to use it as the avoda, again, still has those remnants of being an animal of kedusha. And the v'ladon v'chalban aser, any of the offspring, the milk, are aser as well. The Gemara is going to explain each of these stages. And the achar pidyon, even after redeeming it, you still can't benefit from the offspring or from the milk. V'ashocht and b'chutz, one who shechs the animal prior to being podip. If I have an animal that now becomes a mum, it's an animal that's a hektish, a kedushas guf, and then now it gets a bal mum, if I haven't redeemed it yet and I shecht it outside, even though it's not really roy for the base of migdash because it has a bal mum, one would be chayv on shchut echutz. And osin tamura, and one can do a tamura on this, transfer or add kedusha from this animal onto another animal. V'imesu, if the animal dies prior to it being redeemed, and therefore you can't redeem it at that point, you have to just bury it. Because as we said, an animal that's kedushas mizbeach can only be redeemed if it's alive. But if it drops dead, you can't redeem it anymore, and you have to bury it. As opposed to an animal that's kedushas damim, if it dies, you are allowed to redeem it even after it died. So this is a very important mission, just distinguishing between that which is a kedushas damim versus that which has kedushas guf. And there are around seven nafka minutes that the mission just brought. Everyone's good? Okay. So the Gemara now tells us, Taima, the Niftu, this is only true, the first half of the Mishnah, because you redeemed it. Hello, Niftu. Let's say this animal I didn't redeem. So we're talking about an animal that has a mum kavua. I've got a cow that's missing a leg, and now I'm makdish the animal. So the Mishnah says, you redeem it, and this animal goes back in schulin for every halacha. But let's say I didn't redeem it. Let's say there's still kedusha on this animal that's a baal mum. So the halacha is, it sounds like from the Gemara, it would be p'tur min habachora u'min hamatanos. That even though it's only kedushas damim, animal that's kedushas damim, is pater from these items. And the Gemara says, yes, kesavar kedushas damim madcha min habachora u'min hamatanos. The Mishnah is of the understanding that not only does kedushas a guf make an exemption of a bechora and a matanos, but even that which has kedushas damim is an exception as well. There is no chiv of bechor, there is no chiv of matanos. Then the Gemara quotes from the mission of Yotzin. Yeah. Well, the Gemara is going to now go through different stages. Yotzin, l'chulin. So now Yotzin, l'chulin. So we said if you have an animal that's a bal mum, has a mum kavua, you're makdish it, and then you redeem it. So the animal is permitted to shear, permitted to do the avoda. So the Gemara makes the same diak now. Taima de niftu, only because you've redeemed the kedusha are you allowed to do giza and vavoda. Hello niftu, let's say you didn't redeem the animal. So the animal remains with the kedusha's damim on it. Even though there's a ba'mum, it still has kedusha's damim. So hello niftu, if you didn't redeem the kedusha's damim, it sounds like from the Mishnah, it would be asiri begizi vavoda. It would be aser to use the animal to work, it would be aser to shear the animal. So the Gemara says, this supports Messiah le the Rebbe Eliezer. This supports the position of Rebbe Eliezer, who holds the Amar. That animal that only has kedusha legabe bedek abayis, that the only in terms of kedusha damim, where you're going to redeem the value and use the money to maintain the base of mikdash, he holds aser begiza vavoda. That's consistent with our mission as well. That if you haven't redeemed the animal, that's a bamum, meaning the animal still kedusha damim. So that is aser begiza vavoda. So the Gemara says amri lo, not true. There's two types of kedusha damims. There's, let's say, the two categories are broken into another two. What do I mean? There's kedushas aguf, which is where the animal itself is going to be brought as a mizbeach, on the mizbeach as a carbon. That's kedushas aguf, where there's intrinsic kedusha to the animal. Then there's a second category called kedushas damim, where there's no intrinsic kedusha, but there's a chiv to remove the hektish to use that money for something. But where that money is used, there are two types, kedushas damim. There's kedushas damim, which is going to be legabi mizbeach. There's also kedushas damim, where the money is going to be used for bedek abayas. So our mission is talking about a case of kedushas damim, where the money is used to go to the mizbeach. Not the animal itself, but the damim is for the mizbeach. But Rabbi Eliezer is referring to where the Kedusha Dama is going for the Bedek Abayis, to upkeep the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And there the Gemara says there's the distinction. So the Gemara explains that, lo, Kedushas Damim l'mizbeach, who, oh, our mission is a case where the Kedushas Damim is being used for the carbon on the mizbeach. That's where we say, if the Kedushas Damim is still there, is it usher be'agiza v'avoda? Why? The michlevei be'kedushas aguf. It's a gzera, because there's a concern. If a guy sees me, I had an animal that I said the money is going to be used for the mizbeach, and I start shearing it and using it for the avoda, they're going to think, oh, maybe a real kedushas aguf animal could also be used for gizev avoda. So anything in the category of kedushas mizbeach, that's where there's an iser giza vavoda. So the michlefei b'kedushas aguf mizbeach, therefore gazu barabanim ava, but lagabe kadshe bedek habayis lo. An animal that was only a hektish in terms of creating kedusha and damim to maintain the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no confusion with an animal that's on the mizbeach itself. And there, our Mishnah actually would say it's mutter be'agizah v'avoda, even if you haven't yet redeemed the animal. That's what comes out. So just to be clear, so Rabbi Elazar thinks anytime there's kedushas damim, certainly kedushas guf is aser be'gizah v'avoda. But anytime there's kedushas damim as well, Rabbi Elazar thinks there's an iser gizah v'avoda. And our Mishnah thinks only kedushas damim l'mizbeach is aser be'gizah v'avoda, because the confusion of a animal that's kedushas mizbeach itself, but that which is kedushas damim lebetek abayis, our Mishnah thinks is actually permitted to use for gizah v'avoda, even prior to the pidyon. Fine, next stage. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, V'ladon v'chelba mutter, that the animal, after redeeming it, so then, well, Gemara doesn't know which stage yet, but the offspring and the milk of such an animal, where there's a mum kavua, was there prior to the hektish, it's mutter to get hana from the vlad and the chalaf. So asks the Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case here where you could benefit from the vlad and the chalaf? Elam, if you're telling me, the abar v'isyalad, it both became pregnant and also gave birth, lacher pidyonam, meaning you took the cow that was missing an animal, missing a leg. And missing a leg, you were makdish it, then you pulled it, then this animal gets pregnant, gives birth, and that's where you could use the vlad, chita, of course, it's chulininu. After I already was pulled to the animal, so then it became pregnant and gave birth, of course it's a chulin animal. Why would you think otherwise? That's so obvious, the mission wouldn't address that case. Ella, it must be a case, diaber lifnei pidyonam, the cow which is missing a leg became pregnant while still having the hektesh of kedushas damim, and then after the pidyonam it gave birth to the calf v'shalid la'acher pidyonam, so then it gave birth afterwards. So that's what we're saying, even though the vlad may have been in the cow, the mother, while the cow was kadosh, since it was born after the cow was already chulin, so then the vlad is chulin as well. So the Gemara says, fine. So that's the din. So now are we going to infer from this, ha, lifnei pidyonan aser. But let's say the calf was born before the mother cow was redeemed, meaning the cow was still kedushas damim, and it gave birth to the calf. There we would say the vlad is actually going to be aser. Fine. So that's the din. Everyone with me still? I know these are foreign concepts, but okay. The Gemara now tells us, going on to Amud Beis, on this last piece here, where we're saying that the vlad of a animal that's kedushas damim is usur if there's no pidyon, the Gemara wants to ask the following question. The Gemara says, that's one I want to share a piece, I forgot what the piece was. I don't remember. Okay, so then the Gemara says on top of Yudalim and Beis, Niftin Tamimim O Ein Niftin Tamimim. So now this Vlad, with calf, this calf is certainly a Tamim animal. The mother was missing a leg, but the calf was not missing a leg. The Vlad itself is Tamim. Are you allowed to redeem this Vlad now? Because the Vlad has a Kedusha of its mother. So are you allowed to redeem it? Do we view the Vlad now as being Kedusha's Damim of its mother? And just like the mother you could redeem because it has a Mum Kavua, so to the Vlad, by extension, can also be redeemed, even though it's really a Tamim animal, but perhaps it inherits the same leniencies as the mother. Or no, you can't redeem it. As long as the Vlad is Tamim, you can't redeem it. You need to wait for the Vlad to have a Mum Kavua in order to redeem it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says here, Niftin Tamimim, Osan Vlados Shinaldu Lufnei Pidyonim. Those offspring, those calves that were redeemed, that were rather born prior to the redemption of its mother, so there's a kedusha to the vlad, are you allowed to be poed them while they're still tamim? Oh, ain't niftim tamimim, or you can't? That's the shiloh.
You question is, do they have Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas Mammon, or in general, if they have Kedushas Mammon or they don't have any Kedusha?
They only has Kedushas Damim, but...
It's, no matter what, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf.
Correct.
I believe not.
Right. It wouldn't. I don't think it makes sense because you can't have the Vlad has stronger Kedusha than the mother itself.
Yeah.
Okay. So then. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "What's the Raya?" So Gemara says, "Tashma as follows: Hamat vizbali mumim." Kavuin legave mizbeach. So let's say a person takes a mum kavua as matvis a mum kavua to the mizbeach, which means he wants, you have an animal, a cow that's missing a leg. So a matvis, which means I know the cow itself can be used as a carbon, but I want to, I don't know why they would do this, but I want to be matvis as a cow so I could create the kedusha and the money to use the money for the mizbeach. I'm creating kedushas damim, and that kedushas damim is going to be used for the mizbeach. So what's the halacha? Hamatvis bali mumim kavuin legame mizbech v'yoldu. Now the cow, prior to this cow, this balmum, prior to being redeemed, it gives birth to a calf. V'yoldu yimcheru, you could sell the calf, and v'ein tzuichen mum, you don't have to wait for the calf to have a mum. So this seems to be a very clear raya, she'ein kedusha chalalein shelo yetafel chamor minayikim. Because we don't want that, it doesn't make sense that the tafel, the secondary, the vlad, should be more chamer than the ikka, than the mother. So since the mother, in the current state, you could do a pidyon, so to the vlad, the offspring, could also be redeemed in the current state. Even though there's no tam, even though there's no bamum, it still inherits the same exact rules as the mother. That's the din.
I'm a little confused. I thought it was an iser to be makdish an animal that you know there's a mum on it.
Yeah. So
you're not doing from his back, you're doing only for dumb here.
Exactly, only doing for dumb. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They did from his back,
yeah, so like I can say that I want this table to be hektish and the funds go for the mizbech. That's a lot. Okay. Same thing in Mum Kavua.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, and the Gemara makes a diuk now. Time shloye tafel chamer mina ikr. This is only true because I don't want the tafel to be an ikr. There's a case here with the vlad and the mother bamum. We don't want there to be a difference, this distinction between the mother and the calf. So we have some uniformity here. Ava, but there's another case here where you could create kedushas damim without there being a mother in the picture. Just one animal. There's no tafel. There's no ikr. What's the case? Aval hiktish zachar ledamav kadosh kedushas guf. So let's say a makdish a zachar, a male animal, for an ola. And the din is, but I want to be makdish it in such a way where the value is going to be used for kedusha seguf. So there the lacha is, it becomes a kedusha seguf regardless. Rashi explains here, hiktish zachar ledamav. Shimcharenu, I want to be makdish a male animal, v'yavi bedamav ola, and not use the animal itself as an ola. I want to use the value of the animal as an ola. Hu atzmo kadosh kedusha seguf. Even though I didn't intend, I have an animal here. The lach is, if I have an animal that's tam, that's completely unblemished, and I want to try to make kedusha only the guy with the damim, against my will, the animal takes on the kedusha seguf. That's what we're learning from here. So Rashi explains, hu atzmo kadosh kedusha seguf. This animal itself becomes intrinsically kadosh, v'ikar ola, and that animal becomes a ola. Lahach is fine. So the reason why the zachar is brought, because you know an ola can only be brought from a zachar. A chatas comes from an akeva, ola comes from a zachar, a shamim can come from either one. So this is the case here. So what happens here, if I'm makdish a zachar, an animal, that's tam, and I try to make it a kedushas damim, it doesn't work, it becomes kedushas aguf. Right, the Gemara says here, the previous case was the vlad's also tam. The vlad's a tam animal. But we say, why is there no kedushas aguf to the tam? Because it came from the mother, which was a balmum. So shelo yehi tafel chamer min ikr. But let's say I want to take an animal itself, create kedushas damim on an animal that itself is tam. There's no chashash of tafel v'ikr here. So then, against my will, that animal doesn't become kedushas damim. It actually takes it to the next level, becomes kedushas aguf.
It would seem from Rashi that if he does the bedek abayit, it doesn't. Right?
That's what it is implied from Rashi. It does imply that. Correct.
It says that he wants to bring an ola.
Agreed. That I think is a fair dik. I didn't look around, but I think that is that does make sense to say that. So then the Gemara says, Misaile, this supports the position of Rava, Dama Rava, Hikdish Zachar LeDamim, Kadosh, Kedusha Aguf. If you're Makdish Zachar for the Damim, then you're allowed to be, by definition, against your will, the animal becomes Kedusha Aguf, and you must use this as a Mizbech. Okay, there's an interesting discussion. I'm debating whether I should share this or not. I don't know how confusing it is, but I'll share it anyways. There's a halacha in general about doing business with machalos asuros. A person cannot sell treif, nevela. You can't own McDonald's, you can't own any of these restaurants. You're not allowed to do that. But it's a machlokas, whether it's deraisa, derabanan. The Gemara Masechet brings a source, and the Rashba says it's simply nesmach de ba'alma. It's not really a source, it's in din derabanan, because if you're selling the treif as a nevelas, you might eat it yourself. It's a chashash ba'alma. But it's certainly brought down in the Rambam, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's say I'm trapping deer, and I happen to catch, a warthog along the way. That's certainly not kosher. I'm allowed to sell that pig because I didn't try to. It was in this dominant. It just bakrai, it happened by chance. So that's halacha. You're allowed to sell it if it happens by chance. Let's say people are shechting in their cows and they happen to have a tray for a nevela. We don't say throw it out. You could sell that because you weren't intending on selling nevela, but you happened to find the nevela, so you could sell. That's called akrai. So the question is, are you allowed to sell that nevela or treifa to another Jew so that he could go ahead and make profit off it, or only the initial owner is allowed to sell it, and then he could sell it to a goy, but he can't sell it to a Jew as a middleman? That's the question. So the Bach says, you could sell it to a Jew, and let this Jew make, if another Jew make a profit, like a second level profit. And the Taz, the son-in-law, says, no, you're not allowed to. You have to sell it directly to a Nachur. That's the Machlokas. So they try to bring a ride from this Gemara here that the din here is the person, let's say, has a Baal Mum here, and the Baal Mum becomes a Hekdesh, so the Halach is you're supposed to redeem it. And then you redeem it, and they point out here, one second here, right, you redeem it, and it's implied from this Gemara here that when I redeem it, so what happens is, who owns the animal while it's Hekdesh? Hekdesh owns it. That's a Yid. Now it's an animal that's a Baal Mum, which I can't eat. So now I redeem it, I get ownership of that animal that's chulin, and I can do whatever I want with that. But, so it transferred.
But that's if you had a Mum before you make Makdish.
Exactly. So I'm Makdish my cow that has a missing leg. So I'm Makdish it, now it goes to Hekdesh. Now I'm allowed to redeem it, so it goes back to my possession. So that's a transfer from one Jew to another Jew, from a Hekdesh back to me as the Baal. So they bring a raya that you are allowed to sell. Hekdesh, you're assuming, is like selling. You can sell a tray for a nevela from one Jew to another Jew. That's the raya they try to bring. The response back, however, is saying, no, Hekdesh is not owned by Hekdesh, it's owned by all of Klai Yisrael. I was an owner before, and I'm the same owner. I'm just buying it back to myself. So that is not considered going from one Jew to another Jew. It's my same rishus from the beginning.
Also, here you're talking about a womb that's not a treifa. So what's the issue for the person who gets?
No, we are assuming it's a treifa.
I think not.
Yeah, why not?
I think it's
yeah, it could be. It can be a mum still.
I think it's saying
that
you're talking about a womb that's not a treifa.
No, it doesn't distinguish. It could be any type of mum.
But it could be a mum without it.
In Echnami, but the fact that it doesn't distinguish, it includes even those mumim which are treifos. Which means all types of mumim, I'm allowed to sell back, redeem back to the owner. So that's the back and forth. They want to use this perhaps as a rai, which becomes an interesting thing. Who has ownership of Hekdesh? Is Hekdesh owned by a separate entity, or does each member of Klai still have ownership, in which case I am allowed to buy it back and redeem it back to myself because I was the original owner, I'm the owner now, and that's not considered a transfer of rishus. Okay, back to the Gemara. Gemara now says, around 8 lines down, the two dots, HaShochten B'chutz Patur. We said the halacha was, let's say, I took the animal that the mum kavur was there first, and I shechted it b'chutz, I'm not in violation of shchutei chutz. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar masni chayiv. He thinks you're actually chayiv in this case for shechting b'chutz. Now Rashi points out, we're not talking about chiv karis. Normally, actually, this week's Parsha Taka is Acher Moses, where Shchutei Chutz is discussed. The law of Shchutei Chutz is, if I take an animal that's a carbon, that's shechted outside the base of Migdash, I'm chayiv karis. That's the din. So the Rebbe Elazar says, this case is Shchutei Chutz, you're not talking about chayiv karis, you're talking about chayiv lav. Why, what's the case here? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar, masni chayiv in this case, umoki lo bibamas yachin. He's talking about a bamas yachin, not talking about the base of Migdash, he's talking about a situation where a person took the animal and brought it outside the bama. And the bamas yachid, in the times when you're allowed to have bamos, the shas heter bamos, and the guy took it outside the bama and he shechted it, that is a chiv, but it's only a lab, not a chiv kari. So the Gemara explains, how do we know this? Damer Rabbi Elazar, minayin lezoveach behema baalas mum bebamas yachid b'shas heter bamos shubalos asay. How do I know if a person shechs an animal that has a baal mum? And on a bamas yachid during the times when bamas were permitted, Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Lo sizbach l'Hashem lokecha shor v'se," that you can't shecht an animal that has a bamum. If it's not referring to Bamagdala, because we already know the Isser to Shecht a Bamum and a Bamagdala, it says in the Pasuk, this is also I think this week's Parsha as well, right? It says, Averes El Shavur, it says different types of Mumim, you can't bring that talking about a Bamagdala. So if you don't need to teach me a din of Bamagdala, to nail it in the Bamas Yachid, to teach it to apply to Bamas Yachid, and that's the Lav. So that's the din here that Rabbi Elazar says that the Mishnah is referring to Bamas Yachid. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to spend the next 20 lines or so trying to figure out how come we had to say Imeinu Inin this way, Tineu Inin this way. Imeinu Inin Bama Gadola, let's apply Tineu Inin Bama Yachim. The Gemara is going to suggest maybe we could have applied it to a different scenario, and the Gemara goes as follows. Ema, maybe we should say Imeinu Inin Lekadshim, Tineu Inin Lekbechor. Maybe the din here of Lo Sizbach Lashem Okecha should tell me that there's an Isser of Shechting a Bechor. Because we already know by Kachim in general, you can't Shech the Baal Mum. So maybe the extra Pasuk should tell me there's an Isser to Shech the Bechor Baal Mum as well. The Sagadai Techamina, because I would have thought maybe you're allowed to Shech the Bechor, hold the Kaddush Kishu Baal Mum, the Karv Nami Kishu Baal Mum. We learned before in Amun Aleph that an animal that's a firstborn is Bechor, regardless of whether it's a Baal Mum or not. So even when it's a Baal Mum, it gets a Kaddush as a Bechor. So one may think, just like this kedusha of a bechor b'bamum, maybe you should do a shechita bechor b'bamum should be permitted as well. K'mashma and delo. So maybe the pasuk lo sizbach should tell me that no, there's an issur to do a shechita on a bechor when there's a b'bamum. Gemara says you don't need to have this pasuk. Could we know from elsewhere how it's an issur to shech the bechor b'bamum? Amri, Bechor Behed Yaksibe. There's a Mefurish Pasuk that tells us a Bechor is Aser for Baal Mum. It says in the Pasuk, Piseach O Iver Losis Bechenu. That's talking about a Bechor. There's a Lav, the Raisa, to Shech the Bechor Baal Mum. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Emo, let's say the extra Pasuk of Losisbach is telling me a different source. We should say, Imeinu Inin Lekachim. If we don't need the Pasuk by Kachim, because we already know the Isser Baal Mum by Kachim, Tineu Inin Lemeiser. Let's tell me that maybe there's an Isser to Shech the Meiser Behema. When it's about mum, this hakadai techamin, I would have thought hol v'kadosh b'mumo, just like we said, ma'aser behema is kadosh, even though that tenth animal might be about mum, the kedushas ma'aser still chal. Dichsev lo yivakir bein tov l'ra, even a ra animal will have a kedushas ma'aser behema. So just like this kedusha by about mum, maybe we should say nikar of nami b'mume, that maybe you should be makir of such an animal ma'aser behema in the mum as well. K'mashma d'lo, we learn from the extra pasuk lo sizbach. Maybe we should learn that there's an iser to makir of ma'aser behema. That should be the source. And nothing to do with Bamas Yachid. Gemara says no. Amri Meiser Nami Gamar. We don't know Meiser Behema, the Isser of being Makar Meiser Behema Bamum from a different source. We don't need this pasuk. It says Havar Havar Mi Bechor. It says Havar by Meiser Behema. It says Havar by Bechor. Just like Bechor, you can't be Makar of a Bechor Bamum, so too can be Makar of Meiser Behema Bamum. So therefore, Los Sizbach is not needed for Meiser Behema. So then the Gemara says Ema Tineo Inila Timuras Kachim. Let's say it should be applying to the Isser of being Makrivei animal, a Tamura of a Kachim animal. What's the Gemara explaining? The Sakadai Dechamina, I would have thought, Hol V'Kedusha Kishi Baals Mum, Dichsev Lo Yachlifenu V'Lo Yamir Oso, that the Kedusha's Tamura is Chal even on an animal that's a Baal Mum. I should think also, Kravenami Kishi Baals Mum, I should also allow it to be Makrivei Tamura even though it's a Baal Mum. And therefore the Pasuk says, K'mashma Ndulo. We learn from Lo Sizbach, we should learn that there's an Isser to do that, a Tamura and a Baal Mum. Gemara says, no. Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, V'hayahu, U'tsumuraso, it, and it's Tamura. We're comparing Makish Tamuraso, lo, we're Makish the Tamura to the source itself. The way Tamura works, just very basic, is you have an animal that's Kachim, and you want to be Machlif, the Kedusha, onto a new animal, that's called Tamura. So the halach is that the first animal remains Kadosh, and the second animal is Kadosh as well. So the Gemara, the Pasuk itself, connects the Tamura to the initial source, to the initial carbon. So Gemara says, Makish Tamuraso, lo. Mahu ba'mum lo, just like the initial animal, the initial carbon, as a ba'mum, you can be makriv. Af timuraso ba'mum lo, lo. So even the timura as a ba'mum can be makriv as well, which means you don't need the surf to lo sizbach to tell me timura. We already know timura is asr to be brought as a ba'mum. And therefore, by default, lo sizbach must be teaching us a din of ba'mas yachid.
I'm sorry, so this is the case where he was makdish before he had a mum, and then it became a mum, it had a mum, and then he does a timura. We said before a mum, Tamura doesn't have.
Correct, no. But this is a case here. The animal was Kadosh. At this point, I don't think it makes a difference whether the animal was a mum kavua, then Kadosh, or Kadosh. Oh, right, it has to be that case, right.
Said that Tamura correct. Doesn't fall, not the other.
Right. Has to be a case where it's a kadosh and got it by mum.
And then the tmura, and he does a tmura, then it, it's not.
Exactly.
Then you
right. So then the Gemara asks, Maskevla Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir makes his own suggestion. He brings in his two cents. Ema, Teneu Inyan Livlados Kachim. Maybe we should say we don't need to teach him by Kachim that Behema Baal Mum is Aser, that we already know. Maybe we should tell us by a Vlad Kachim to tell me that there the Behema Vlad Kachim Baal Mum is Aser to be brought as a carbon. The Sakhita Techamina would have thought, Hol Vikdushan Kishen Baal Mumim, Agav Iman, Kishen Baal Mumim Nami Karvet. We know if, let's say, a cow whose Kedush is a goof gives birth to a Vlad, that Vlad is Kadosh, even if that Vlad may be a Bamum. The Kadosh, the Kedusha is Chal and a Bamum. So just like the Kedusha is Chal and a Vlad Bamum, so too one should be Makri of a Vlad Bamum as well. Kamashma and Delo, we should learn from the Pasuk of Lo Sizbach that we can't be Makri of a Vlad Bamum. Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kfar Pasuka Tana de Beir Yishmael. We already know this from a different Pasuk of Rabbi Yishmael, how Vlad Kachim is Aser Bibalmum. The Tana, the Beir Rabbi Yishmael. So only this is a pasuk telling us about which types of carbonos can be brought in the mizbeach. So it says the whole pasuk reads, "Rak kadshecha ashe yulecha, only your kadshim undarecha your nadarim tisa you should lift up uvasel hamakom ashiv harshem and bring them to the place Hashem chose." In other words, the base of Migdash. So Tana de Beri Yisrael he darshins. What do we learn from the pasuk Rak kadshecha? Elu timuros that you should bring the timuros to the base of Migdash. Ashe yelecha tells me elu avlados you bring the vlados. V'nederecha teaching me hekeshen akasev l'neder we're being makish the vlad to a neder. My nether baal mum lo, just like a nether, if I want to fulfill my nether, I can't fulfill it with a baal mum. So to af haninami baal mum lo, so to a tamura and a vlados, if they're baal mumim, they're apostle as well. In which case, we don't need the pasuk of sizbach lashem okecha to teach me about a vlad, about tamura, about ma'isim hema, about bechor. It must therefore be teaching us the din of bamas yachid, and that's where Reb Elazar was coming from. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. It says, "Ein osin timura." One of the lachas were in the Reisha that was that a animal that has a mum kavua prior to the hekdesh, the din was you can't make it into timura. Why not? So Gemara says, "My time, why can't you make a bal mum shehekdeshan into a timura?" The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Lo yachlifenev lo yamir oso," and the pasuk goes on to explain here that. To bera rabatov vima haima hamir yami behema behema haya hus muraso yehakodesh. So it says whether it's to bera rabatov switching good to bad, bad to good. So the pasuk says, wait a second, hashterak rabatov amir slow. If you want to take a bad animal and bring it to tov, bring it to a tom animal, the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. There's an issue to do that. To bera mi baile. You have to tell me good to bad. You shouldn't be able to do either. You're trying to upgrade the animal. You have an animal that's a baal mum kedusha. I want to try to do tamura onto a tov, onto a better animal. The pasuk says, "Lo yachlevenu." Don't do this. If you do it, it works, but it's an iser to do so. So certainly, if you're trying to upgrade the animal, there's an iser. So kavachomer trying to downgrade, taking tov bara, when we bar, you have to tell me that's aser as well. That would be an obvious case. So what do we learn from this? Ella tov me kara osa tamura, ra me kara ain osa tamura. We learn from the drasha, when does tamura work? When does it take effect? It only takes effect if the animal was initially tov. When initially the animal was a tam animal, and then you were makdish it, that's a type of tamura where the tamura will be effective. But if the animal was initially ra, meaning it was a mum kavua, shekadem hekdesho, there we say the tamura won't take effect, and that's where the mishnah is coming from, that ain osin tamura in the reisha. Next piece of the Gemara. Gemara quotes from the final piece of the reisha as follows. V'meis yiftu. We said in the Reisha, if you have an animal that's a baal mum kavua, and then you're has a mum kavua, and you're makdish the animal after the mum kavua, we said just redeem it, and then everything goes back to chulim. But let's say you didn't have a chance to redeem it, and the cow missing the leg dropped dead, you can redeem it even though it's dead. You have a dead cow, redeem the value, and then everything's permitted from that animal that's dead, that cow that's dead. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's the position of Rabbi Shimon. Damar Kachim Mizbeach Hayu Bechal Hamada Varacha. Kadshe Badakabai Salah, you Bechal Hamada Varacha. There's a din based in the pasuk that Vehemid Veherich. Hemid means to stand up, Herich means to assess. When you assess an animal and the value has to be standing up, has to be alive. So Rabbi Shimon says that's only true of Kadshim Mizbech, an animal that's actually Kadshim, that's a carbon for the Mizbech, you have to have it alive, Hemid, in order to be Herich, in order to assess the value. If that Kadshim Mizbech drops dead, you can't redeem it anymore. But when it comes to Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, animal that only has Kedushas Damim, like our case, where the animal first had a Mum Kavua, and then you're Makdish, which means there's only Kedushas Damim, there he doesn't require the animal Hemid Veherich. It can even be dead, and you can still redeem it. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah where we see this, the Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, Imesu Yiftu, if the animal dropped dead, it's okay, you can still redeem it. You don't have to have the animal to be alive in order to assess it when it comes to Kadshe Bedek HaBayis. Umodi Rabbi Shimon agrees, Bibamum Mekar Shinifta, let to the animal have Bamum initially, and then you remaktish it, you could also redeem it even after it died. I mean, he equates these halachas of Kadshe Bedek HaBayis to that which has Kedushas Damim, where the animal was a Mum Kavua first, and then you're makdish. The Tosa asks, "What mean? What?"
He's saying even if it's not the, even if it's the kedushas mizbeah.
Even Kedushas Damim Limizbeah. Right. That's what Moda means, the Moda case.
Right. That's a Moda, right.
So Tosa says, "What's Moda mean? Who's he admitting? Who meaning to? He's no one's arguing with him. You can't Moda to yourself." So the Miri says there are two types of modas. There's a moda where you admit to someone else, and there's another moda where you're just thanking Hashem. You're not admitting to anybody. So the Miri says this moda here is not admitting to someone else. He's being moda. He's just saying a fact. You sometimes have the word moda that just states something that's not necessarily agreeing to someone. So there we see here clearly that Rabbi Shimon says when it comes to Kadshe Damim, whether it's for Betek HaBayis or the Kedushas Damim is for Mizbech, both cases doesn't require Hemid V'Herich. You could even redeem it when it drops dead. So my time, and what's his basis? What's the source that that's the case? Damakra, the Pasuk says, Oso. What's the context here? The Pasuk is telling us, V'herich ha-koin, Oso, Oso. So herich, taking the assessment, taking the value of the animal, Oso. Oso, only it, but not something else. Oso, only the kodshe mizbeach, mute bal mum mekaro. If it had mum kavu initially, there it doesn't require hemid v'herich. You can even redeem it when it's dead. So that's all she does, Rabbi Shimon. Aval chacham omen, there chacham who argue and say imesu yikvru. They argue if the animal drops dead, you can't redeem it. You have to just bury the animal. So man chacham who is behind the position of the chachamim? It's Tana de Bei Levi who the Tana de Bei Levi hakol hayu b'chal hamadav aracha. Every animal that's kachim is all included hamadav aracha. You can only do the aracha if it's alive. Afilu bal mum ikaro has to be alive to redeem it. V'chein Tana de Bei Levi b'masnisa he writes in the brisa afilu chayav afilu of even an animal achay. We know a chaya can never be brought in the base of Migdash. So even though it's still stam just kedushas damim ba'alma, and even an oaf that's not roy from the mizbeach, anytime there's a kachim, it always requires hemid v'herich. If it drops dead, you have to bury it. Gemara says v'haksiv osa. Doesn't it say osa? Doesn't that seem to exclude that not every case requires a hemid v'herich? So Gemara says you're right. Osa latan de belevi kasha. It's the kashatim. Fine. So now. This is a good stopping point, happens to be. It's still continuing, but it's very late. Tomorrow's daf. It's a short day. Tomorrow's daf is a long day, though. Okay, let's should I try to push a little bit further? Let's see if I can go another 2 minutes, maybe. The Gemara then says, Aval, Rabbanan de pligi aled Rabbi Shimon mai. The Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Shimon, what do they hold? Hachanami dim mesu yiftu. They say that if it dies, meaning only this chachamim, there's Rabbi Shimon, and then there's this phantom Rabbanim. So Chacham say if the animal drops dead, you bury it. Rabbi Shimon says if the animal drops dead, you can redeem it. So the Gemara says, but the Rabbanim, who Rabbi Shimon was molded to, they seem to say that they agree if it dies, you could still redeem it like Rabbi Shimon. That's what the Gemara seems to assume. So Gemara says, if Rabbanim agree to Rabbi Shimon, Ihachi, the Gemara asks, going on to Yud Tezvav rather, im zu divei Rabbi Shimon umlachlokaso mibayle. That the halach is, if we're saying Rabbi Shimon is the author behind that you could even redeem the animal that which dies, you could redeem it, it shouldn't say Rabbi Shimon, it should say Rabbi Shimon umlachlokaso mibayle. Even Rabbi Shimon and the one who argues on him, even the Rabbanon hold im mesu yiftu. How come it doesn't say Rabbi Shimon umlachlokaso? So Gemara says, Amri Le, they say back, Amri Rav, Rabbi Shimon, Reish Lakish. Damar, Rav really holds like Rabbi Shimon, Reish Lakish. What's Reish Lakish? Damar, Rabbanon, Kachi Bedek Abayis, Hayu, Bechlal, Kachi Mizbech, Kachay b'dek hazbayis b'chal hamad v'aracha, and kachay mizbech layu b'chal hamad v'aracha, v'lo mitok nasisin krabanan tekatani seifa v'meisu yikavru. So what do they hold here? So he holds like Reish Lakish, that he says the complete opposite here. That bedek habayis requires hamad v'aracha, and kachay mizbech doesn't, meaning an animal that kachay mizbech that dies, you can redeem it even when it's dead. It's a complete switch around. Bedek habayis requires hamad v'aracha, kachay mizbech doesn't require hamad v'aracha, and therefore a Mishnah is not like Rabbanim. So we end up having three shitas now. Shita one is Rabbi Shimon, that kachay mizbech requires hamad v'aracha, kachay bedek habayis does not. Then the Rabbanim hold the opposite. Kachay bedek habayis does require hamad v'aracha, kachay mizbech does not. And then you have the shita of the Chacham who say all cases require hamada v'aracha. And Gemara says, "Mimai, how do you know the ha-mesu yikaveru?" When it says that the animal dies, according to the position of the Chachamim, that when it dies you have to bury it, who says the reason is because Mishum Debay Hamad Varachu? Who says that was the reasoning because the animal has to be standing and assessed? Maybe the reason why I have to bury an animal that dies, a Kachim Adam that dies, is Mishum Dilma Mishum Dein Podin as a Kachim Lachil Naklavimu. Because halacha is, we don't want to take that which is kachim to redeem it in order to feed the kachim to a klavim, to dogs. That's a bizayon. So we bury it not because it lacks hamad v'aracha. We bury it to avoid dogs from eating the animal. So Gemara says, Amri, if that was the case, if the whole purpose, the whole motivation was because ein podin l'klavim, imke nisnei im nasu trefa yikavru. The Mishnah should have given a case, not when the animal dies, let's say the animal became a trefa. And a trefa, we know, can't be used as a mizbech anymore. So it's not possible, but you could still accomplish hamad v'aracha. Right? Trefa is possible for the mizbech, but you could still do hamad v'aracha. And we taught the case of trefa, then we could have thought that's the case, why do you bury a trefa? Because to avoid the kel from eating it. And but now the fact that Gemara taught a case of emesu is telling us the reason isn't because of hamad v'aracha, or rather the reason isn't because of klavim, it's the reason is because of hamad v'aracha. It's a little confusing, I know. Read the Rashi to appreciate it a little bit. For look at Rashi halfway down the Amud and Tes Vavam and Aleph. Rashi writes, "Nisnu im nasu treifa yikavru." If we're really the reason why you bury an animal that dies is really because of achila klavim, we should have taught the case of treifa instead. The mashma avagav demati lemevad behu hamad v'aracha. Even though the animal's a treifa, it can still stand, so you can still accomplish hamad v'aracha. So the Mishnah taught us im treifa yikavru, when hamad is no longer an issue, then we would have learned the whole motivation is klavim. But now the fact midinaki Rashi says mesu. So in fact, we taught the case of mesu shma mina. That tells us taima mishum hamad v'aracha. And then the Gemara says, Amri, just finish up to the two dots, Amri, imk nisne imnasu trefa yikavru. Sorry, I did that line right. Ibai Seima, last answer, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, alternatively, liolam Rebbe Rav ki Rebbe Yochanan srilei. Really, Rav holds like Rebbe Yochanan, who holds that kachim izbeach and kachim bedek abayis all require hamad v'aracha. And Tana, our Mishnah Taka teaches us, zu divrei Rebbe Shimon umachukaso. And everything works out consistently. The last piece is a little confusing, I apologize. Amir Hashem will continue tomorrow.